Looking this morning at the opening verses of John chapter 17, where we find this profound truth spoken about by the Lord Jesus Christ, key words that are repeated in those opening verses where Jesus speaks about eternal life. As we think about eternal life this morning, if you follow the news headlines, you see stories and scientists seeking all sorts of ways to prolong life, ways to preserve the essence of life beyond the limits of the human body that wears out. There's a movement called cryonics, which at the moment of death, if you pay £170,000, they will deep freeze your body, and then if you pay an annual fee, you wait for the hope that somehow a cure will be found, a way to bring you back to life again. And some very rich people in the world are going down that route of cryonics because there's this desire, this hope to live eternal life. We even read about people who commit the terrible crime of mass murder, and sometimes the motivation in part is to make a name for themselves, to go down in history, a feeble attempt, a wicked and wrong attempt to gain eternal life. So we need to ask this morning, how does Jesus define eternal life? How do we obtain it? Is it worth having? What is eternal life according to Jesus?